because, as it happens, the Institute for Scientific Information, ISI, has published a compilation of the number of citations to my first paper on the electroweak theory, as an example of how citation analysis is useful in gaining insight about the history of science. The paper was written in 1967. In 1967, it received zero citations. In 1968 and 1969, the paper again received zero citations. During this period, Salam and I were both trying to prove, what eventually Tehuft did prove, that the theory was free of infinities. In 1970, it received one citation. I do not know who that was. In 1971, the year of the Tehuft paper, my 1967 paper received three citations, one of them by Tehuft. In 1972, still without any new experimental support, it suddenly received 65 citations. In 1973, it received 165 citations, and the number of citations gradually increased until 1980, when it received 330 citations. A recent study by the ISI showed that this paper was the most frequently cited article on elementary particle physics of the previous half century. The breakthrough that initially made physicists excited about this theory was the realization that it had solved an internal conceptual problem of particle physics, the problem of infinities in the weak nuclear forces. In 1971 and 1972, there was not yet the slightest experimental evidence that this theory was better than the old Fermi theory. Then, the experimental evidence did start to come in. The exchange of the Z particle would lead to a new kind of weak nuclear force known as a weak neutral current that would show up in the scattering of beams of neutrinos by the nuclei of ordinary atoms. The term neutral current is used because these processes do not involve any exchange of electric charge between the nuclei and other particles. Experiments to look for this sort of neutrino scattering were set in train at CERN, an acronym that has replaced the original name, Centre Européen de Recherche Nucléaire, of the Pan-European Laboratory of Geneva, and at Fermilab outside Chicago. Considerable instigation was needed. Each experiment involved the services of 30 or 40 physicists. You do not easily do that kind of experiment unless you have a good idea of what you are trying to accomplish. The discovery of weak neutral currents was first announced in 1973 at CERN, and, after some hesitation, also at Fermilab. After 1974, when both Fermilab and CERN were in agreement about the existence of the neutral currents, the scientific world became generally convinced